Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
I am not these bubblegum dudes you're talking to.
Pedro Fernandez.
He will be mine in round 9, and if he makes me sore, I'll cut it to 4.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated but never duplicated. Get this. Celebrating 4 decades of radio coming up September 2024. I've been knocking out bumps for almost 40 years. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. Hey, when I say modest, think caps. I'm a 4-time Golden Glove champion, was nationally ranked, and I'm an award-winning boxing writer. So I bring a unique combination of dance. But guess what? I'm not the average boxing fan. You are. I'm not the average Pedro either. But you can hook me up on Twitter if you want to. That's my address. Not average Pedro. But straight up, you can text me at 415-532-4867. The text line here, 415-532-4867. You want to talk boxing or MMA? We can for the next 2 hours here on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network. I keep going and going. We got so many platforms, it's like crazy. I can spend an hour talking about all the internet platforms. Straight up, we'll talk Mexican boxing in hour number 2. People say to me, who are the best Mexican boxers of all time? And is Canelo the greatest of all time? How can you say that? Stick a fork in this guy. He's about to go. I mean, he's pretty close to being done. I mean, he's picking his opponents now at the end of. He's the guy that would never fight Mexicans until the money came up and he fought Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., annihilated him basically over 12 rounds. And of course, he comes back and he's going to fight Jaime Munguia on May the 4th after he's saying, I won't fight Mexicans unless they're easy to beat up. And that's what Canelo's going these days, easy route. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Stay tuned for 2 hours of your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, behind the board, the impeccable one, Mr. Bailey Peck, that is the producer of the day. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Have a revolutionary new product for you. Introducing the new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. It's like a time machine that takes you all the way back to now, the year 2024. It's the classic, creamy, orangey flavor you remember. Dare I say, it's new timey. It's the flavor you grew up with, just all grown up. Head over to your local Wendy's establishment and get yours while supplies last. The new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. Here for the now, for now.
Limited time only at participating Wendy's.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
This is J.D. Sharp. I've been developing a revolutionary sports handicapping service, and you can be a part of the beta. Sign up at BetUS.com with a deposit of as little as $50 and use the promo code SHARPBETTING. Email a screenshot of your account to WorldwideSharp@gmail.com and I'll reply personally with my plays. My NFL record this season was an industry best 72-33, and this is the only way to know all my plays the moment I make them. Let's keep making money together.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The Soul Side of Town, of course, brought and backed by the mighty Tower of Power. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, before I go to the week's results, I bring in, of course, the great Sir Thomas Dillamuth, who is smiling all over the place. I know because they've got electric toothbrushes all throughout the house. How's the smile going, Tommy D?
How you doing, Paige? I guess the smile is doing okay. I haven't got any complaints from anybody?
So here's what's up. So you know that money you guys used to give for cavities at the end of each year? You can just kick that money back to good old Pedro, all right? All the cavities you guys save, you just kick that money back to me. Straight up. Let's talk about these fights last night. Why were you all listening? What's up with you and Tim Cheatham? You guys going to hook up and like have lunch together sometime soon?
Maybe if I get a fight and he's judging it, then yeah, sure. I mean, that's 2 weeks in a row. He's just been awful with the scoring.
And what do you attribute that to? This fact that he's a poor judge?
I don't know. He's obviously got to be he goes with the house fighter, I guess. You know, I think he's a Vegas guy because the second week in a row is in Vegas. But, I mean, the scorecards is just terrible. He had a 117-111 for Hitchens, and the fight was close. That was a 6-4 or maybe a 6-6 fight.
The general consensus on the internet was that it was a close fight. Of course, an IBF junior welterweight world title eliminator, Richardson Hutchins, now 18-0, 7 KOs, took a 12-round unanimous nod over Gustavo Lemos, 29-1, 19 KOs on Saturday night. Scores of 117-111, that's 9-3 in rounds, 115-113, 7-5 rounds, 115-113, 7-5 rounds for Hitchens. Hitchens earned a shot at IBF champion Subra Matias. Straight up, Tim Cheatham, with a name like that, why would you get involved in officiating? I mean, it would be like, if you were a hooker, it would be like but having the last name of a venereal disease and being a hooker.
Oh, my God.
I mean, wouldn't it be like Violet Krabs?
I have no comment. I really can't.
Tim Cheatham. I mean, but think about that. No, you have no comment. It's Tim Cheatham. I mean, that's his name.
Yeah, but, I mean, fortunately, it hadn't really... His scorecard hasn't taken effect and ruined the fight. Like, meaning, like, last night, like, the other two judges had it for Hitchens, 115-113. So it played no factor. Last week, it was a split decision win for Fundora. He was the only one that gave Zhu the card, which I thought Fundora won.
Wait. Hold on a second. Tim Zhu never won another minute after he got cut in the second round. He never won another minute. So let alone another round, not another minute, okay? And for that corner not stopping the fight, I thought something was really fishy with that. The corner not stopping it, the doctor not stopping it. And then I think about with Socrates Palmer, boxing's PhD. And he's a PhD for a reason. Let me tell you why. He said to me yesterday, Pete, what are the chances this whole thing was a job? They pulled a job out of Tim Tszyu. I said, what do you mean? They pulled out Keith Thurman, who was an easy touch and more like, you know, I could have been maybe a tougher opponent than Keith Thurman. And they brought in Sebastian Fedora, who's 6'5" or 6'6". I mean, come on, man. That, it sounds to me like they pulled a big game on Tim Tszyu and then they sort of screwed him in the, I mean, it's like the whole, everybody was against that dude. If yeah. ever there was a cut, if ever a guy was bleeding that bad and a fight should have been stopped, that was it.
No, absolutely, and I agree. But the only thing is, if that's the case, then that Tim Tszyu's corner had something to do with it as well, because they're the ones that
wasn't his father in the corner.
Yeah, I think his father was in the corner.
I wouldn't say his father would tank him. Okay, his father, they're just ignorant. They're just, you know, I mean, they're just dumb guys. Listen, the TV people. None of those guys picked up on the technical decision, or the technical draw, the technical decision, nothing like that. They never even alluded to it in the broadcast. And Joe Goosen, supposedly, at one point in time, I had a ton of respect for Joe at one point in time, but before he took on Ryan Garcia. But, I mean, Joe Goosen, he didn't even know the rules. These guys are supposed to be the color commentators. And now I read this morning somewhere that they did less than 50,000 buys or something like that, had a horrible pay-per-view number. And you know what? The quality of the card was okay, but I think the actual participants, the TV participants, and that, those guys were a bunch of rookies, bunch of fans, except for Joe Goosen, and Joe didn't bring his A game.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know where people get the sources for these numbers and stuff. I mean, that's terrible if it's less than 50K. The card was pretty solid. It was a good card. I don't know if it's a pay-per-view worthy card, but up and down, the card was pretty good.
Well, it had to be pay-per-view worthy. You bought it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm not the most smartest and brightest guys in the world. So,
yeah, we know. You got that Friday night. Where's that Friday night show anyway? You are tuned to Ring Talk Live World. Thomas Dillamuth is on the line, of course, from the Bronx. So, what do you think? There should be a rematch here as far as these two guys. Was it that close?
With Hitchenson and Lemos? Yeah. No, I don't think they're gonna. I don't think they're not gonna do that. He's gonna move on with his career. He's now the IBF. Mandatory to Matias. Matias has a fight in June versus Liam Paro, I believe, in Puerto Rico. So I expect him to get that fight with Matias if Matias was to win next. And that would be a good fight because they could probably put it here in New York with the Puerto Rican fan base. And, you know, Hitchenson is from New York as well. So I think that would sell. I just don't think he beats Matias.
Okay, Sir Thomas Dillamuth, do you see where the boxing establishment is rearing its ugly head here all along? I mean, every here now and then you see them, like, things just happen. Like, the decision last week, that should have never happened. I mean, 8-4 the other way, that guy was 8 points off. How the hell can you be 8 points off in a fight? I can see you being a couple points off, but 8 points off the other judges and off of me.
Yeah, it's terrible. And then he also judged another fight in that that card. It was Martinez and Cordina. I think it was a bantamweight fight.
Yeah, the flyweights.
And he scored it a draw. And the other guy, Martinez, clearly won the fight. He knocked him down twice. He won at least 6-7 rounds, plus the 2 knockdowns, and he had it a draw. So I don't know. I don't know how he keeps getting fights, this guy. And, you know, I guess if it's going to be in Vegas, he's going to be he's one of the go-to guys for these promotions.
Well, Tim Tszyu Tim Tszyu lost tens of millions of dollars. You know that, right?
Yeah, because now, I mean, unless he could get a rematch and
it doesn't matter. The shell has been broken. The egg has been broken. You can't put the yolk back in the egg. The egg has been broken. He lost his O. He got lit up to an extent physically. And when you look at that fight, you think, whoa, man, holy cow, that guy looks like he's something from the WWE. Maybe, no, they don't bleed in the WWE. WWF or WCW, back when they used to blade each other. Because that was, I just couldn't believe it. And since it was caused by an unintentional foul, they should have just stopped the fight right then and there. It would have been no harm, no foul for either guy. They can both come back and do it another day. And Tszyu doesn't take an ass whooper for 8 rounds.
I agree. I think that's exactly what they should have done. And now both guys can go in different directions. And I agree with you. Tszyu lost a lot of money with that because he could have had a big fight.
Do you go with the PhD as far as the conspiracy thing here is concerned, as far as setting Zoo up? In other words, bringing Zoo across the pond to fight Keith Thurman and at the last minute sticking in Bailey Peck or, I take that back, Sebastian Fedora?
To an extent, yes, but not fully because nobody expected, you know, him to get cut with an elbow, you know, the way he did. I mean, nobody expected that.
But let me tell you, Sebastian Fedora is a young 25-year-old dude compared to an old weed-smoking Keith Thurman. That's a tough fight.
Yeah, but Sebastian was just coming off from getting laid out.
Dommy D, you ever fought a guy 8 inches, 9 inches bigger than you?
No, I have not.
Exactly. Tommy, I fought a guy that was 5 inches bigger than me one time. It was a nightmare.
Yeah, but those first two rounds, Zoo was touching him out.
No, I get that. But once the cut happened, boom. You know, everything changed. Everyone a minute after that. Anyway, Tim Zoo, Sebastian Fedora, Samson Leikowitz is one of the promoters of Sebastian Fedora, said that he'd be willing to give Tim Zoo a rematch. I mean, don't you understand? They've got control now. They got the belts. They've got control. I think the PhD was right. Socrates Palmer was right. This was all a heist, a hall of scam, and they suckered Tim Zoo in, and they ripped him off.
I can't agree with that. I mean, I just can't because the cut played it. If that fight went 12 rounds without any cut.
No, I get that. But the bottom line is, listen, there were all these safeguards in position for that guy. The doctor was supposed to help him out. The coroner was supposed to help him out. Neither of those parties helped him out. Neither of them. I mean, come on.
Yeah, but that's his team. That's his team, which he has total control of.
The referee didn't help him out. I mean, I keep going and going. I mean, I just thought it was the worst job of cornership I think I've seen in the past 15 or 20 years. I don't think I've ever seen a worse job of working a corner in a major fight ever. I mean, I've seen guys, Mike Tyson didn't have his ice pack over there in Tokyo. They had to use like a rubber glove full with ice cubes and cold water and that kind of good stuff as an end swell. I mean, there's been some crazy things happening in corners, but I've never seen a corner as inept as that one. And it may have to do with the fact that there's a father involved. You and I have talked about this before. When a father gets involved, they don't know where there's a median. Either they let it go too far or they cut it off too short. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. No, I totally agree with you. Yeah, and I guess I see a little bit what you and Sock are saying because we've seen worse fights stopped with cuts and the doctor should have stopped the fight.
Bro, something smelled, man, when they switched opponents to a 6'5" guy, then the cut goes down and then everybody plays like the cut ain't happening. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. More with Tommy D after the break.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Now, let's take it to my the Bronx and bring on my guest. He has a Friday night show. Of course, it's a very popular show, Tommy D, and it's on YouPorn. What's up, Tommy?
Did you just say YouPorn?
Isn't that the network your show's on?
No, it's YouTube.
Wait. No. I thought you and Sock had this show on. Are you sure?
I'm totally positive.
Okay.
I know Sock is working out.
What?
He's looking pretty good with them Flintstone vitamins, but it's definitely not you porn.
Okay, it's not Pornhub either?
No, it's not Pornhub either. Absolutely not.
You're a married guy. How do you know what these websites are?
Birdie told me. It's Little Birdie.
Gotcha, Tommy D. Gotcha.
You got me good.
Is that classic or what? I mean,
I was actually responding to you, and I was like, "What is going on here?"
Okay, April 20th is the Marijuana Day. 420 is like a symbolic day in the world of weed smokers. But of course, Devin Haney is going to hook it up at the Barclays Center with Ryan Garcia defending the WBC 140-pound title. That's a super lightweight junior welterweight. Call it what you want. Of course, Haney's unbeaten. I believe like 31-0 or 32-0, like 15 KOs. And Ryan Garcia, of course, the once beaten fighter who got thrashed by Tank Davis last year, of course, in his last fight. Now, this is a big fight. As far as boxing fans are concerned, some people don't think it belongs on the East Coast. How are ticket sales going? Do you know?
I've heard it not done well. I've heard it's doing really bad. The ticket prices are really high for this fight.
How high?
I would know because...
You know. Believe me. How high?
I know because I bought a ticket, and I don't want to really reveal how much I paid. But the...
Does your agent know?
My agent does not know, and that's why I will not be saying it.
Okay. she's probably listening to the show, but go on.
Exactly. That's why I won't mention it. But the lowest ticket was at the time about three and change to sit up with in heaven. So I think they dropped it to about $250, but $250 would be the lowest seat to sit up with Jesus in heaven. And the roof.
You know what's a bit of a ripoff here is that some people say, well, you know, they allow the people from the cheap seats to come down and fill up the expensive seats, right? Well, what if you bought an expensive seat? You wouldn't like want somebody that paid $5 for the seat that you paid $50 for to sit next to you. I don't think that's right.
Absolutely not. But they don't really do that. It's really tough. You have to. I mean, I've seen it happen, but you have to really know somebody. If you know one of the security people, whatever. Yeah, they will. You can move down. And in the early fights, you could move down as well. The early cards. But man, eventually, they move you out.
Yeah, I'm going to put it to you like this. Anytime they're moving people around for television, it's not a good thing.
No.
It's not a good thing. I remember one show we did in Atlanta, Georgia, and the house was so empty, they would put everybody on one side of the ring. I swear to God, Tommy D, everybody was on one side of the ring, and we only had one camera angle going. Because we only had like I think it was like 150 people there.
Well, it's smart, right? I mean, for TV, but yeah, I've seen that happen as well. But usually they usually sell a certain section when they know it's not doing well.
Okay, but Ryan Garcia and Devin Haney, the only one that's going to sell tickets back there maybe is Ryan Garcia with his cult, right?
Probably, yeah. You would think, you know, it's New York, and you know, New York's looking for big time boxing that would do a little bit better. I personally think it's the prices of the tickets that's really.
I think it's Devin Haney. I think it's Devin Haney. Devin Haney does. Devin Haney sold tickets here in town, but it was basically a corporate type of thing. Not a whole lot of boxing insiders I know went. For the most part, it was like a corporate thing. Everybody from the Chase Center and everybody in the tech world was there and that kind of good stuff. Zuckerberg wasn't there, but just about everybody else was. But outside of that, you know, he hasn't sold tickets anywhere. He's not a ticket seller. He's not that popular. People don't flock to him on TV. When you say, hey, Devin Haney's fighting, it ain't like, whoa, Joe Frazier's fighting or Muhammad Ali's fighting or Marvin Hagler's fighting or anybody like that or Chavez or anybody like that. It's just Devin Haney. And Devin Haney's going to take us through 12 rounds of boxing. And, you know, I'm not trying to say going 12 rounds is wrong, like Tank Davis says, but it's the way in which you go about it.
No, I get that. And why do you think of that? I mean, his last performance, I thought, was a really good performance.
He fought a guy moving up in weight. The other guy didn't
come to fight. But that whose fault is that? You know, so, I mean, is Ryan going to come to fight?
You know what? Ryan's gonna. I hate to say, put it to you like this, because I was once a fan of Ryan Garcia. Hey, what's up with Tom? Before I go to the prediction of the fight, what's up with Ryan Garcia and all these drugs? What drugs is he supposed to be taking? Cocaine, hallucinogenics, smoking weed? I mean, because I keep saying Ryan Garcia is doing drugs on this website. Ryan Garcia is doing. I mean, he's hotter than P. Diddy is right now.
And we're two weeks away from the fight. Is he getting tested for those drugs? I mean. It's because it sounds like the fight is still happening.
Oh, no, the fight's probably... Listen, unless they find a way to get out of this, and they might find a way to get out of it because of the fact that, you know, the tickets aren't selling and this ain't the biggest thing on pay-per-view, so you wouldn't be surprised if, like, you know, they went to a doctor like Dr. Bailey Peck, and Dr. Bailey Peck says, you know what, you're not ready to fight next week, so we're going to have to postpone the fight.
Yeah, that would be terrible. That would really be a bad look. I mean... I think that'll be bad for both fighters, and I think it'd just be a black eye for the sport. It'd be a black eye for Golden Boy, you know, because they're the ones, they're the head promoters for this
fight.
Hey,
speaking of Golden Boy, what's up with Oscar De La Hoya trolling my boy Raleigh? I mean, he trolled Raleigh. So I've never seen somebody troll somebody that bad, man. I mean, holy cow, he did everything but call Raleigh's mother an H.
Yeah, I've never seen that where a promoter openly. Like,
It's like he was doing blow again. I'm talking about Oscar. It's like he was doing, hey, I'm high on coke again. Let me, you know.
Yeah, I guess there's some bad blood there. I guess maybe because what they wanted, didn't they want Ryan to fight Rolly? I think that was the fight they were trying to make. And Rolly talks a lot, you know, and you know, people tend to take it personally. And I guess Oscar took it a little personal.
You know what? P. Diddy and Oscar De La Hoya have in common?
What is that?
Butt plugs.
Oh.
No, I'm just telling you the truth, man. I'm just telling you the truth. Oh. I'm being honest with you. When I interviewed that hooker that we used to bring him the kits. I told you about her, right?
Yeah.
The Russian girl. She used to bring him kits. And a kit is where you have, like, a bra and panties and that kind of stuff. That's a kit. So when I say I'm getting my old lady a kit, they go, oh, you're going down to Fredericks of Hollywood or something, or Victoria's Secret, something like that. So Oscar used to get these kits, but they were for him.
Oh, my God.
The kits were for him, and there was always some butt plugs involved. And then I was reading about P. Diddy this week, and P. Diddy, if ever I want to see a guy go to jail, it's P. Diddy. I think he's a creep. When I met him in 2000, I thought he was a creepy guy then. I didn't know who he was. I said, who's this guy with this other weird guy? But the bottom line is, I think he's going to go to jail and probably deserves to go.
It sounds like it. I mean, don't know what's going on. I've been reading a little bit of the things going on, but it sounds like he's going to do time for the rest of his life.
Exactly. Jaguar Wright. Her and the bodyguard, they basically, listen, they've got so much scoop, they got so much dirt on this guy. I was listening to a tape the other day where Ja Rule and Sean Combs were in a room and things were going down and like it was like, whoa, like some X-rated movie.
Jesus.
So, yeah, so I'm trying to say Ja Rule, I mean, Usher, I mean, even the guy that I came in contact with in 2008, when I was the head of security here at Pier 39, Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber supposedly was allegedly abused by P. Diddy.
No way.
Yeah, all those guys, man. All those guys. That's what's going to come out. That's what's going to come out, is that P. Diddy had guys on their knees and all that kind of good stuff. P. Diddy's a creepy. No, he's a creepy guy, man. I knew when I saw him in London when he was smoking that weed outside of Prince Hassim Ahmed's dressing room, I said, you know, the audacity to smoke weed right here and there, because I'm a weed smoker, but that's not a place to smoke weed. You know what I'm saying? That's just not the place to do it. But he's doing it. I'm doing it because I can. Because I can. You know, listen, he was a billionaire at the time. And then the Rolling Stones kissing his ass made me want to puke.
That's the problem with all these guys with money. You know, they feel like they could do certain things because they feel like they can.
Hey, listen, he did that Momentum or whatever that record company was that started with, I can't remember, Momentum or something like that.
Bad Boy?
No, the one before that. Everybody's dead. Everybody's dead but him. Everybody that was involved with that company is dead. I mean, think about that. When four or five people die, they die of heart attacks and pneumonia and another heart attack and a drug overdose and HIV. Mm-hmm. I can go on and on. But the bottom line is everybody who was hooked up with Puff Daddy at that one point in time are dead now, except him. It ain't no coincidence, bro.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Ain't no coincidence. Now, let's get back to Devin Haney and Ryan Garcia. What's going to happen?
Well, I think a couple things could happen. I think we might see a boxing exhibition, you know, by Devin Haney against a guy that doesn't take it seriously. Or we may see some drama early on in the fight. You know, Ryan may come in and try to start fast and maybe try to blow Haney out, you know, within the first three or four rounds. And then, you know, if Haney can withstand that, then I expect him to maybe, you know, outbox him the rest of the fight.
Okay.
You know? It's tough to say the way Ryan has been acting the last few months.
Okay, that being said, I've only got about 25 seconds late. When's your next show on YouPorn?
My next show on YouPorn. I might do something a little bit later today, but obviously we go every Friday night.
That's YouTube. I'm just kidding here. It's YouTube. It's Tommy D and YouTube. Hey, man, you have a great day in the Bronx. We'll talk soon.
All right, you got it, Paige. We'll take care.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing. That is Sir Thomas Dillamuth, the shot caller for the Sunday show. Straight up, we may have some spend some time with the retired HBO Godfather in hour number two, Larry Merchant.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
And all these fighters that are, you know, they share in the revenue. They do share in the revenue. They have they have the upside in the pay-per-view, you know?
That was Dana White talking about his fighters getting the upside of the pay-per-view. He's full of spit. Spit with an H. Why do I say that? Francis Ngannou, the most he ever made with the UFC, was $500,000. He fought Tyson Fury, beat Tyson Fury. Of course, got robbed there. 6-3 in one round. So one round was a two-point round because he knocked Tyson Fury down. Of course, after 10 rounds, I had Francis Ngannou winning handily, right? But the judges didn't. So the bottom line is the boxing establishment was not about to allow this MMA fighter to come in and beat the linear world heavyweight champion, as was the case, okay? So anyway, so Ngannou gets $500,000 from the UFC, but he gets $20 million to fight Tyson Fury. Then he gets $30 million to fight Anthony Joshua a fortnight ago. So he got $50 million in two fights, and Dana White says he gets a percentage of the pay-per-view. Dana White, I'll say it again. I was a policeman in San Francisco. I worked plain clothes at Hunters Point, worked plain clothes down in the Tenderloin. The Tenderloin, we used to have streetwalkers. Before they had the internet, they had streetwalkers. You know, hookers walking down the streets, with mini skirts, that kind of good stuff. So I knew a few pimps. You know, come in contact. I was a cop. Come in contact with a few pimps. They were good for information. Anyway, but the bottom line is, pimps could not get away with the stuff that Dana White gets away with. Dana White offers his guys about 10 to 15% of the take. I mean, if you told some hooker that she had to go out and spend, listen, baby, you're going to go out and spend an hour with this man, and we're going to charge him $100, and then we're going to give you $10. I'm going to keep $90. She would be on the first bus to Cleveland or Denver or something like that. I kid you not. She wouldn't be around, but in the world of MMA, they have no choice. Dana's like the almighty. I mean, he is like the pimp, the king of pimps, and there's no other way to go. I mean, these other people, thought they would. Scott Coker, I thought, was going to get it together with Strikeforce. He struck out miserably on that. These other small teams that tried, these MMA teams tried to come along, the UFC just snuffs them out, much like the WWE snuffs out all these other independent wrestling promotions. So at the end of the day, competition is good, and whether it's in wrestling, boxing, or MMA. And right now, of course, the competition is not in the world of mixed martial arts. The man that controls that is Dana White, and he's not my favorite guy, without a doubt. Now, this fight that's supposed to take place in July for the World Light Heavyweight Championship, of course, Artur Beterbiev, 20-0, of course, the 20 knockouts, of course, the WBC Light Heavyweight title holder. He'll be taking on Dimitri Bivol, of course, the guy that licked Canelo Alvarez like a stamp last year. Of course, the greatest Mexican fighter of all time. That's what they're calling Canelo. You got to be kidding me. We'll talk about that in depth in hour number two. But straight up, Bivol beats him like a stamp, beats him like a drum over 12 rounds, punches holes in him, didn't knock him out, didn't come close to knocking him out, because Bivol's not a big puncher. I think he's like 22-0 or with something like 11 or 12 knockouts. Not a big knockout puncher. But the fact that Canelo Alvarez is being lauded as the best fighter pound for pound in the world still is a bit of a slight on boxing. But then again, who is the best fighter pound for pound in boxing? The world linear heavyweight champion is coming off that terrible loss. Oh, yeah, terrible loss to Francis Ngannou. Of course, he got the gift. Talk about Tyson Fury. Now, Tyson Fury and Oleg Usyk are going to hook it up for all the belts. I think the WBO has fractioned it off now. They're going to call it something else. But anyway, undisputed heavyweight title going down. Tyson Fury still undefeated. Excuse me. With that draw, taking on the undefeated Oleg Usyk. Of course, Usyk, the former cruiserweight champion. But he's held his own at heavyweight. It's not a guy that I thought was like a heavyweight worthy of being the champion. I thought that he would be a guy that would be a tough guy, a 200-pound guy. He would, you know, from Ukraine, got to give him props, no doubt about that, coming following the footsteps of Vladimir and Vitaly Klitschko. Speaking of Vitaly Klitschko, still the mayor of Kiev, Ukraine, as that war goes on as I speak. In fact, speaking of that war, I'm going to go off subject just for a minute. Why is it the Republicans in this country want to support the Russians? What's up with that? The Russians are the worst enemy in the world. You didn't grow up. See, they didn't teach U.S. history to these folks that are voting now. They didn't teach them U.S. history, that Russia was terrible, that we used to have nuclear bomb tests when we were in elementary school and things like that because we were afraid Russia was going to drop a nuclear bomb on us. I kid you not. So what I'm trying to tell you is that you guys are trying to cozy up to Russia and Vladimir Putin? You got to be kidding me. I can't believe that. And you want to go against Ukraine, which is a democratic country, a democracy trying to run by itself, of course, and Putin just comes in and takes over Crimea. I mean, you got to be kidding me. Anyway, back to that. I just can't believe that anybody would support Vladimir Putin. I think he's like the worst, the most evil man in the entire world. And why do I say that? Because I studied, I'm an old man, and I studied U.S. history. See, they don't mandate U.S. history in school anymore. Some people take it. Some people, I asked some kid about 3 or 4 weeks ago if he knew what the Holocaust was, and he didn't. He's 19 years old. He's about to go into college. And he didn't know what to, I could say that's sort of where we're at here in the United States. Let's go back to the boxing schedule. Best fighter pound for pound of the world right now, Nonoa Noi taking on Luis Nero. Of course, these guys going to rock at 122 pounds for the undisputed 122-pound title. That's on ESPN May the 6th. I would like to go over to Japan. You can go anywhere in the world right now, Impeccable One. Anywhere you want to go for cheap, right? Except Tokyo, Japan. You just like they want to, it's like $500 for a hotel room. I give like $400 or $500 a night. Listen, that's without the hookers. I mean, come on, man. I mean, seriously. I was kidding there. Anyway, but the bottom line is the hotels are way too expensive. I wanted to go over there and watch this fight. Nonoa Noi and Luis Nery. Nery's only been beaten once. I was on a body shot. Bit of a fluke, maybe. But maybe not. Figueroa is probably the real deal. But anyway, bottom line is Nonoa Noi, the best fighter, pound for pound of the world, moving up like 2 or 3 weight classes now. Will he end up at 126 pounds, 130 pounds? Probably 126. I don't know if he can go as far as 130. May the 11th, down under, Australia. They're going to do it again. The George Kambosos show is on. Of course, George Kambosos is the guy that ripped us off not once or twice, but of course, he beat Teofimo Lopez. How he did that, I still don't know. But the bottom line is he had those two fights with the aforementioned Devin Haney. Of course, Devin Haney went down there one time and pitched a shutout over 12 rounds and went down there again and pitched another shutout over 12 rounds. It was like two sparring sessions, but Haney made a lot of money. And of course, that was two. He captured a lightweight championship and then, of course, defended a lightweight championship in the rematch. But the bottom line is, you know, I'm not a big Devin Haney fan. I mean, Haney had the two fights with Kambosos, the one fight with Lomachenko. I thought he lost 7-5 in rounds. So Devin Haney, as far as his making a mark at 135, I think it was like, nah, I'm not too big on that. Anyway, Tyson Fury and Oleg Usyk, of course, just May the 18th on the zone. I'm not big on that. The date is set, June the 1st, Dmitry Bivol versus Artur Bitabev. Of course, coming to you from Saudi Arabia. I wasn't big on the Saudis getting involved in boxing. Then I've been looking at the judging and the stuff that's going on in Las Vegas with the bogus referees and people stopping fights. And I mean, just some shady stuff going down there in Vegas, without a doubt. I mean, shady. And I've been looking at Vegas boxing now for about almost 40 years. So, I know what's going on down there. And when you see, like, ludicrous calls week after week and the same guy keeps making the same calls and for the house fighters and this and that, it's time to do the laundry. It's time for whoever runs the athletic commission now, maybe the governor, maybe just to like to wash the commission of the people that don't belong there. I mean, Tim Cheatham, I mean, I'm not trying to knock the guy because he has a name that sounds like a cheater, Tim Cheatham. I mean, come on. I mean, but the bottom line is he's supposed to be a professional boxing judge. And in the last few weeks, and take that back before then, there's been some performances put forth that are just lacking. And I'm being nice by saying lacking. At the end of the day, he sucks as a professional judge. And let me tell you, you've got judges, they hold your life in your hands. That's why I always had respect for the judges when I fought amateur. I didn't like them because I know they screwed me and this and that. But believe it or not, even after these people screwed you in a decision or a 3-2 split, and when the judge goes, we have a 3-2 split decision. And you said, there's five judges, right, in an amateur fight, right? So you say to yourself, oh, duck with an F. Oh, duck, what the hell's going on here? All right, and they go, 3-2. So you know out of these five judges, two of them thought you didn't win the fight. The other three judges had you win in the fight by a shutout. But those two judges didn't have you win in the fight. That's sort of like what's going on there in Las Vegas. And you don't know what it's like. It's like playing blackjack in Las Vegas, getting a king and an ace. Oh, it's blackjack, 21, right? No. Some guy beat you with a 15. Say, what? No, yeah, the guy beat you with a 15. That's what it's like to get screwed in boxing. So when people say to me, oh, you know, he can come back, he'd have a rematch. No. When you get screwed in boxing, you get screwed. So back to the first. In Saudi Arabia, I wasn't down on the Saudis getting involved in boxing. In fact, the reason why I say that is because I don't ever want to go to Saudi Arabia. Because I've been there once. I take it back. I went to Dubai. It's the same thing. It's a desert. There's nothing there but a desert. Desert and women there smell offensive. I mean, that's the best way I could put it. That's the best way I could put it. Either perfume, offensive, or they were Filipinos. I mean, because any of the girls were in Dubai were wearing these burqas. They had two types of burqas. Burqas for not-so-good-looking girls and burqas for beautiful women who had, like, these Fredericks of Hollywood, these Victoria's Secret burqas, like these little silk burqas, this guy's stuff. And then you had the dogs wearing the burqas. But the bottom line is, Saudi Arabia and Dubai is not where I would want to go as far as if I was a boxing fan's concerned. But evidently, they can fill up the arenas over there because evidently, you know, people got money. They're willing to give away tickets. As far as the promotion is concerned, they want to promote Saudi Arabia. They want to say, you know what? Yeah, we killed your reporter for the Washington Post. And yeah, we understand that. And we've done all kinds of things. And yeah, we denigrate women. They can't drive cars. Or maybe they could drive cars for like 2 hours a day, special conditions, stuff like that. Women have no rights here. But that's okay. You know, that's okay, right? We're promoting boxing. I don't think so. I'm not down with that. I'm just not. But they are coming up with more money than you could ever imagine. I mean, the bottom line is I think if Canelo Alvarez ever fights David Benavidez, that Sheik over there is going to put up the money as far as that's concerned. Canelo says he wants $150 million, something like that. That shows you what a brave warrior Canelo Alvarez is at this point in time. I mean, he's 32, make that 33 years old. Of course, the WBC super middleweight champion has not made a defense of that of the mandatory title in 3 years now when he fought the guy from Iran who was ranked number one by the WBC. And guess what he did before he got that WBC mandatory title shot? Guess what he did before that? He lost! He lost to one of the Durrell brothers. So the guy loses, then the WBC makes him the mandatory contender, then he loses to Canelo Alvarez, no surprise there, right? And then Canelo doesn't have to do a mandatory for 3 years. He hasn't done a mandatory for 3 years. They make guys do mandatory every year. Every year. That is the rules of the World Boxing Council. I mean, but it's not when it comes to Canelo. So the special treatment he's getting, we'll talk about that in depth in hour number two, because Mexican fighters, I mean, yeah, you know, Canelo, I mean, Chavez was spoiled, and Chavez got some gift decisions and some funny stuff down the end. But the bottom line is, I don't think Chavez was looking to punk out this early. I just don't think so. I mean, this guy's 32 years old, 30 going on 33 years old, talking about Canelo Alvarez, of course, taking a Jaime Munguia when there's David Benavidez standing right there. I mean, that would be sort of tough for me to swallow. It just would. I mean, I don't know how I'd get around. I mean, because people would say to me, hey, Pete, man, you're the champion. You're not fighting this dude. How come you're not fighting this dude? I mean, if that was a question they kept asking me day after day after day after day, I would set up a match with the impeccable one, okay? I would. I would have to. I would be forced into it. But he can't be forced into anything. He doesn't have the pride. In other words, you know, most guys, oh, man, I have some pride. You can shame most guys into getting into a fight. You cannot shame Canelo Alvarez into a fight. You can't do it. You can try. You can say, you know, you're not fighting good guys. Listen, his last three opponents, Bivol, that was an optional opponent, fought John Ryder, of course, the guy from England. That was a 12-round fight. Fought one of the Charlo brothers, the smaller of the two Charlo brothers, of course, the more mentally stable Charlo brother, Jamal, I believe. And that was 154 pounds. We moved up to 168, of course. And then after that, now he's going to fight, nobody wants to see him. Nobody wants to see him fight Jaime Munguia, except maybe Jaime Munguia. I mean, Munguia's going to make a fistful of money, more power to him. But at the end of the day, it does a disservice to boxing, and it does a disservice to, without a doubt, Mr. David Benavidez. I mean, when you're the pound-for-pound king of boxing, we'll talk about that in hour number two, and I think that Benavidez deserves to be up there as far as this pound-for-pound boxing king is concerned, even though they won't fight him. They won't fight him. They won't. None of the big guys want to fight him. Like Mike Tyson says, he is the monster. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children, and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Joe's gonna come out smoking, and I ain't gonna be joking. I'll be pecking and a-poking, pouring water on his smoking. Then this might shock and amaze you, but I will destroy Joe Frazier.
Somebody was talking about training at high altitudes. Of course, Las Vegas has Mount Charleston. I ran up there in the wintertime where it was like 32 degrees, 33 degrees outside. That wasn't too cool. Johnny Taco ran me up and down that or up it. And, of course, I ran there during the summertime, and I had to get out there at 4:30 or 5 o'clock in the morning. It was like 80 degrees. I kid you not. 79 or 80 degrees at 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning. That was as cool as it got in Las Vegas as far as training was concerned. Of course, why was I there? I was there for the National Golden Gloves where I got lit up like a White House Christmas tree. I just did. I fought a guy at 147, moved up to the welterweight limit, thought that I could, since I was smoking everybody at junior welterweight, I was cocky, I was bold, I was cocky. I said to myself, you know, I just don't even want to lose this extra 5 or 6 pounds, man. Just let me fight these guys at 147. I could beat them up in the gym. I could beat them up in real life, right? Well, I could beat them up in the gym. I could beat up average welterweights, but I couldn't beat up world-class or good welterweights. When I found out the hard way versus Ernie Chavez, of course, in the National Golden Glove Championship, first round, kicking his ass for like 2 minutes and 20 seconds, and boom, he hits with one punch, and I'm on the ground looking down, saying to myself, I'm on sideways, I'm looking like sideways, what's going on here, what's going on my world sideways, I couldn't figure it out, well, you're down, and my lieutenant's telling me, Captain Corrales later, Greg Corrales of the SFPD telling me, get up, I don't know what he's talking about, get up, but my right ear hurt, that's how hard that guy hit me, that my ear still hurt, anyway, I got up, fought into the second round, he knocked me out one more time, he only landed 3 or 4 punches, I landed like maybe 35 or 40, didn't matter. I didn't put him out of there. He put me down the second time. When I got up the second time, I looked across the ring. You guys, I may have said this before, but there were 8 guys standing across the ring. 8 guys. Instead of one Ernie Chavez, there was 8 guys, 7 more than it should have been, and there were 3 referees. So there was all these different people in the ring. I didn't know what to deal with it, and instead of being a dummy, I was smart, and I said, you know what? I have had enough, because the referee said, you want to continue? I said, no way, no how. The bottom line is, I knew it. And back to Vegas, and training in high altitudes. I trained once in Mexico City. Actually, I didn't train in Mexico City. I went to the WBC convention in Mexico City, and they held it in some building that had a staircase. It didn't have an elevator. So it had this big, long, winding staircase that went all the way up, and it's like really high altitude down there as far as anywhere is concerned. Mexico City is like one of the highest places in the world. Anyway, One guy had a heart attack on the steps. They had the paramedics come this and that. They never had a WBC event there, believe me, again. But the bottom line is I think there was not a fatality, but somebody had a heart attack on the steps, and a couple other people had to be carried up the steps. That's how bad it was. So straight up, that is the WBC convention down there, Mexico City. Hour number two, I will delve into the world of Mexican boxing. Maybe we'll bring in the retired HBO godfather, Larry Merchant. We'll see if he's up. But the bottom line is we'll talk Mexican boxing and more at hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Coming up after the bias news. Turn off the radio for 6 minutes. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
I'm Laura Winters. Aftershocks still being felt after a rare 4.8 magnitude earthquake hitting the northeast of the epicenter, Lebanon, New Jersey, 50 miles from New York City. It's been 139 years since New York City felt anything like this, and it's been 240 years since a quake this strong hit New Jersey. The last time was in the year 1783. For a period of time, there were ground stops Friday at the New York area airports, Newark, New Jersey, LaGuardia, and JFK, as runways were checked for cracks. More than 600 flights were delayed and more than 30 were canceled.
I fully intend, as the governor knows, to have the federal government cover the cost of building this entire bridge, all of it.
President Biden making a trip to Baltimore on Friday to tour the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge. USA's John Schaefer with details.
President Biden is offering reassurance to Baltimore in the aftermath of last week's Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse.
Most importantly to the people of Maryland, I'm here to say your nation has your back, and I mean it. Your nation has your back.
Speaking from the collapsed site, Biden expressed his condolences to the families of the six construction workers who were killed in that collapse. The collapse occurred when a cargo container ship collided with the bridge, leading to its immediate structural failure. I'm John Schaefer.
Turning now to sports, lots of folks will be betting on and tuned into the Final Four semifinal games tonight in Glendale, Arizona. First up, the game between Purdue and NC State at 6:09 p.m. Eastern, and then number one UConn and number four Alabama playing at 8:49 p.m. Monday night is the national championship game starting at 9:20 p.m. Eastern. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Lots of excitement building for Monday's eclipse. It's a historic event. The moon will pass between the Earth and the sun and completely block out sunlight, turning day into night for 1.5 to 3.5 minutes, USA's Dave Collins reports.
According to eclipse expert John Irwin, the new path is based on more accurate calculations of the sun's radius. This won't affect most New Yorkers' viewing plans on Monday, but areas like Rome, Utica, and Ithaca will no longer experience the full effect of the total solar eclipse. There will still be plenty of prime viewing spots during totality between 2 p.m. and 2:11 p.m.
To developments in the Middle East now. After a call between President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Israel is ramping up aid flow to Gaza. President Biden urging leaders in Egypt and Qatar to press Hamas for a deal with Israel to release the 99 hostages still being held.
One of the messages that the president had for Prime Minister Netanyahu was, let's get this done. Let's get a deal in place so that we can get a ceasefire for a matter of weeks in place.
That's National Security Communications Advisor John John Kirby. The Dow gaining 307 points Friday, the market reacting to news that 300,000 jobs added in March. That's 100,000 more than expected. The NASDAQ was up almost 200 points, and the S&P 500 up 57 points. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
I rode with him. I know what an idiot this guy is.
Pedro Fernandez.
Hey, Pedro, how you doing? And good evening to everybody out there listening to the show.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated but never duplicated. Get this, approaching 40 years, four decades. I can't believe it, but 40 years of radio. Come September 2024, I remember when I was doing this at Potrero Police Station here in San Francisco. I was a San Francisco policeman. Who am I? Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I'm your host. I'm also an award-winning boxing writer, four-time Golden Glove champion. But back when I started the show, I was doing I was a San Francisco policeman, and I was doing these afternoon or these early evening things with Charles J. down there in Florida and Vegas. Charles J. was doing his radio show. Of course, that's how Ring Talk began. And before you knew it, bang, come 88, 89, we were the longest-running fight show in history. We've been on the air now for 40 years. So it's hard to believe we've been on that long. But the bottom line is, thank goodness for Charles J. Of course, Charles J. was a good guy. Charles J. is still doing his thing, I think, as far as gambling is concerned around YouTube and different various websites. But the bottom line is, he brought me into the world of radio. Take that back. He brought me to national radio, but I did a 15-minute show locally because somebody said I couldn't do radio. Say, what? Yeah, I can do a 15-minute show. So they put me on between these all-Christian show and a Filipino show. This all-Christian show, they used to do prayers and that kind of good stuff, right? So they went from prayers to boxing. Wasn't a good crossover of audiences, right? So my guys would call and insult the people doing the religious show. They would insult the Filipinos doing the show. The Filipinos would call and insult me when I was on my shows. The bottom line is, it was KESD 1450 AM here in San Francisco, but that's where we started. That was back in, God, so long ago, 1984. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family, take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, you know, it's my theory that if Don King was born rich and white, he'd be Donald Trump. And if Donald Trump was born poor and black, he'd be Don King.
The retired HBO godfather himself, Mr. Larry Merchant, who we hope to call in just a couple of minutes here from the Ring Talk studios, of course, here in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. He lives in the city of Angels, Los Angeles. Now, I was talking earlier about the Saudi Arabian influence on boxing. Of course, in 2019, I think Matchroom, Eddie Hearn brought Andrew Ruiz and Anthony Joshua there. Of course, that was their first fight in 2019. And since then, there have been some big fights there. Of course, that MMA fighter, Francis Ngannou, of course, licking Tyson Fury like he did, and of course, and then Ngannou and Joshua. But the bottom line is the Saudis are looking like to make Saudi Arabia a tourist destination. I don't think so. It's an armpit. It's just a hot place. It's all nothing but sand. I mean, at least Las Vegas got a few trees to it. I mean, there's no trees in Dubai. It was just terrible. It was a horrible place to go. I don't think I'd ever want to go back there ever again. But the bottom line is the Saudis, of course, are trying to put up boxing. They've got the Dmitry Bivol, Artur Bitabev fight going. Of course, that's going to be June the 1st. Of course, that'll be on some form of American pay-per-view. But get this. They were breaking down the popularity of sports here in the United States. 37% of Americans are football fans. Basketball is number 2 at 11%. Baseball is number 2, number 3 at 9%. Soccer is number 4 at 7%. Guess where boxing and mixed martial arts are? 1%. 1% of the population is digging boxing, and 1% of the population. Take that back. Those who wanted to vote for MMA had to do so, which MMA's got 5%. MMA and boxing have 5%. They're under the same umbrella. But at the end of the day, you know, the bottom line is here in the United States, boxing is not that big of a sport anymore. It's just not. And taking fights to Saudi Arabia, whether they're big fights or not, I don't know if that's going to work because, you know, when you look at the fact that there's 370 million people in this country, and if, like, last night's fights or last week's fights, Tim Zhu and Sebastian Fundora, if that only did 50,000 fights on 50,000 homes on pay-per-view out of 370 million people, that sort of tells you boxing is not is a non-entity to an extent. It's just not. I mean, you've got you should be able to draw more than that just by putting some feet up. Just by people should more than 50,000 people should fall into something by an accident. Okay, not by the real thing. So at the end of the day, the world of pay-per-view, of course, DAZN changed that when they said they were going to have nothing but free events, nothing but free events, and then we're going to charge you pay-per-view after a couple of years. Bottom line is that was a sort of a, anyway, a bit of a scam. Let's go from the city of San Francisco to the city of Angels. We're bringing the retired HBO godfather, Mr. Larry Merchant. And how are you today, sir?
Well, I'm doing pretty good for an old man. About to watch the women's basketball championship.
Okay.
And we've got a nice day here.
Okay. This is women's sports. Women's boxing seems to be catching on. Women's basketball, in the end, there's not too many women that draw in the world of professional basketball. Is that going to change?
Well, apparently it's changing. The numbers that that Caitlin Clark is attracting is in records, and it takes time, but they're in a position where they've become a force, and there's women's soccer and other women's games,
Is this the year of the female, Larry? I'm thinking like Taylor Swift. I mean, good Lord, she's got like millions of followers on social media, millions, almost tens of millions.
Well, I don't know. I'm not declaring anything the year of this or that.
Okay.
But I do know that college basketball has been enhanced by the interest in women's, in the women's side of it, and they can play. I like watching them. They play more like the men used to years ago.
The old college games, like UCLA and those guys passing the ball around, et cetera, layups?
Yes. They're trying that. I mean, it's a new world out there. And I'm just a bystander.
You know, in 1974 or 75, when the Golden State Warriors, San Francisco Warriors, won the NBA championships, they beat the Washington Bullets 4-0. Wes Unsell, they were freaking, Wes Unsell couldn't believe it. But the bottom line is they were shut out 4-0. The Warriors came back to San Francisco, and I snuck into their post-fight, their post-celebration party, and it was at the Holiday Inn in South San Francisco. Frankie Muley was there. Rick Barry was there, who I thought was one of the greatest basketball players of all time. Nate Thurman was there, but he wasn't playing for that team. I mean, wow, you talk about basketball, you brought it all back right then. And what did you think of Rick Barry? Did you ever come in contact with him?
Yes. He was an interesting guy and a great basketball player. He was a bit of an individualist.
He was a turd.
I'm sorry?
He was we shared the same radio studio, and we went on the air a couple times with each other, and he was just, I don't want to say he was truculent, he was just hard to deal with.
Yeah, I remember writing a critical column about him because he was trying to get out of a contract to go to a new team, and that was all crazy stuff back then.
yeah, that was. That's right. He was trying to go to the ABA. He was trying to leave the Warriors and go to the ABA. He ended up coming back to the Warriors.
Yeah, well, listen, he was an individualist in a team game, but he was a great basketball player.
And that free throw, him throw underhand in those free throws, he had the record for three throws, but nobody else wanted to adopt that style. I remember he wanted to go teach Shaquille O'Neal, how to shoot those free throws that way because he was horrible doing them himself overhand, and none of those guys wanted to entertain doing them underhanded. They thought that was feminine.
Yeah, well, at one time it wasn't feminine. There were quite a few guys who tried it. And, but he was a genius on the court and off the court. He was a one man guy in a team sport, and people had hard times with him.
Yeah, all right. Larry, all the Saudi Arabian money coming into boxing, they're trying to make Saudi Arabia a tourist spot, which I don't think will ever happen. But is this good for boxing or bad? Because it's sort of like wiping out the U.S. as far as major promotions are concerned.
Well, I think it's good and it's bad. It's good for the athletes who can make enough money for their grandchildren to retire.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that they can pay for every big event and take them away from Madison Square Garden and other venues and boxing in general is a hard one. On the other hand, oh my God, Caitlin Clark just made about a 4-point shot from way out.
Okay.
Anyway, I was beating South Carolina, who was undefeated 18-7 at the start of this game. There's bound to be guys like Barry in every sport.
Okay.
Who go wherever they want to go and transfer around. And at one time, that was pretty unusual.
You know, he could never get a coaching job because of a personality. And then, you know, after the doing radio with him and being around him for a couple of years here at KNBR, nobody wanted to be around Rick Barry. I mean, nobody wanted to be around. He was sort of like the guy, if you walked into the room, you said, he was like, oh.
Well, it's a team sport. And I don't know, was he ever on a team that won the championship?
Yeah, he won the championship all by himself in 1975, the Golden State Warriors here. They beat the Washington Bullets 4-0.
Okay. It worked for him.
Okay.
But he was a truly exceptional basketball player.
Okay. The World Heavyweight Championship is going to go down across the pond. Of course, we're talking about Saudi Arabia and Tyson Fury and Oleg Usyk, all kinds of money on the line. Does Oleg Usyk really have a chance against an in-shape Tyson Fury? Size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports, and this is combat sports.
Well, you know, you can't ever overlook Tyson Fury when a big fight that threatens him,
okay,
which means that he's going to get in shape because of his size and his technique and so on. But Usyk looks like, if not the future, the present.
Okay. Straight up Godfather, hug the Godmama, have a good week. I love you.
Love you.
The retired HBO Godfather himself, Mr. Larry Merchant, on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van,
or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not. And the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
And now, the king of boxing, the undisputed middleweight champion of the world, from Brockton, Massachusetts, Marvelous Marvin Hagler.
That's what I feel, war. That's what's on my mind. I've been feeding the faith and I've been starving the doubt. So there's no doubt in my mind that I can't win this fight or that I won't knock Thomas Hearns out.
Marvin, I know you have ambitions to become an actor, and if you think about, among all the actors, who's your idol?
Bob Hope and Lassie.
I'm kind of tired of all this talk and everything. I'm just going to tell you this. I'm going to knock him out. That's all it is to it, and that's the bottom line. I'm going to knock him out, and he will not be the beast no more. And this man, I will end his career for him.
You better get your popcorn and your beers and find your seat real quick, because this fight don't necessarily have to go 12 rounds, because I'm out there to rip his head off. I got H-U-R-T written in my mind. That means I'm going to destruct and destroy.
I realize now what they want to see. Every championship fight, they want to see a knockout. They want to see somebody knocked down. They want to see somebody beat up. So, hey, they're talking to Marvin Hagler. They're talking to the right man.
You know how there's no shortcuts to success, okay? But at the end of the line, there's always a stop sign. And if I had to go straight, I had to go there. There's the stop sign. So, Julie, you're going to still meet the same point at that time. And that's the way I see it. Just like Joe Louis says, you can run, you can hide, but them shortcuts, sooner or later, you just ducked a couple, but you're still going to have the same whooping coming.
Roberto Duran will bring out the best, the Marvelous Marvin Hagler, that night. I think I'm going to surprise the world. I'm going to shake the world that night.
Hey, who's the champ? Hey, I'm the champ. Hey, who's the champ? Hey, I'm the champ. Hey, got my mind. Hey, Tadashi. Hey, got my mind. Hey.
There's only two things on my mind. This is for you, Folio Bell. Destruction and destroy. They told me that you were sick last time. I'm gonna make sure that you're sick this time.
This guy had a big mouth. Said I was scared of him in the beginning because I wouldn't give him a shot. At the press luncheon, I'll never forget it, he said that he would knock me out. He's got a nasty smile on his face, which I don't like, and I wanted to take that smile off his face, and which I did.
But
Tony Simpson, not a bad fighter.
Not a bad fighter, but you got any more over there in Britain?
I don't think we got any good enough for you. Would you come if we had?
No.
I will feast on the beast come March 10th.
If you can hit me, I should be able to hit you too. And let's see who hits harder. It's not the point of who hits harder. It's what you got behind the punch. And I feel as though in the long run, fine. Let him come out and try to blow me out of there, because I believe that's what he's going to try to do. He's going to try to most likely show me his strength. I'm bigger, I'm badder, I hit harder. And I'm going to say, fine, I love it. Ooh, I love it.
The Hearns' best defense is his offense, because that's the only way that he knows how to fight. In my way, I have to make my defense my best offense. So, and though that I have both ways, because once I get him in trouble, I can change it around. Thomas don't have that ability.
I believe in myself, and I don't need anybody patting me on my back. I don't need any bodyguards following me around, nothing like that. I've been in the game 17 years, and you know, God has blessed me with a great skill and art, and I hope to fulfill all those needs.
I believe that I want to prove to the world that I am one of the greatest. I think Monzon was the last great middleweight champion. And when I'm done with this game, I would like to go down in history as the same way.
Marvelous Marvin Hagler, of course, the former world middleweight champion, retired in 1987 after losing a 12-round split decision, of course, to Sugar Ray Leonard. Of course, that was April the 6th, 1987. But the fight that he was talking about most, of course, his greatest fight of all time, the fight that he says was his claim to fame, was really the three-round fight with Thomas Hearns. Of course, I was there ringside April 15th, 1985, tax day 1985 here in the United States. Thomas the Hitman Hearns coming into that fight at 40-1. Of course, losing that one fight to Ray Leonard, getting stopped in the 14th round back in 1981, I believe, for the World Welterweight Championship undisputed title. September of 1981, of course, referee Davy Pearl waved that fight off. But the bottom line is, Hearns and Hagler, this was the fight. Maybe the greatest fight of all time in the minds of a lot of people. Of course, you know, that first round was just like rock'em sock'em robots. Tommy Hearns broke his hand in it in that fight. You can sort of see the punch where he broke his hand, because he hit Marvin Hagler on the top of his head as Marvin was bent over. Not a good thing. Of course, Marvin was all busted up in that fight as well. He was bleeding. Of course, that fight ended in the third round. A war to end the school. Hey, a war of all wars, no doubt about that, because that was the fight that most people remember. Now, but the fight that took the most out of Marvin Hagler when he was declining, he was getting old, of course, getting, you know, I mean, he's like 38, 39, 40 years old. Nobody really knew how old he was, because he had some funny birth certificates. But the bottom line is, I think when he fought John Mugabe, of course, so he was talking about this fight in that last clip there, March 10th, 1986, it was raining outdoors in Las Vegas. It was raining to the point where, you know, it was an outdoor fight, and it was raining, like, it's going to be like 15,000 people outside, and it's raining cats and dogs. Maybe not 15,000, maybe a lot of people, and 10,000 people anyway. Bottom line is, it's raining cats and dogs, and people are like, going to have to sit outside, right? So my cousin Jim, what he went and did was, he went down to Walgreens and bought all these garbage bags. And he came back and he sold each garbage bag as a raincoat for $10. And he sold so many of these that for $10 that he upped the price for $15 when it started raining again. I kid you not. So he made my cousin made like $3,000 on garbage bags. Garbage bags before a fight. I'll never forget that. March 1986, March 1985, the arena was like, 86, the arena was unbelievably wet. I mean, everybody was like, the water, like, you know, all over the ground, no doubt about that. The ring was covered, but everybody else was wet, and my cousin made a couple of grand selling garbage bags. More power to you, Jim Lutz. Anyway, of course, that was the end of John Mugabe, for all intents and purposes. After that, he went downhill, but of course, the beating that Marvin Hagler took in that fight, even the rounds in which he won, he took tremendous punishment, and you can't just take punishment as an old guy. He was willing to take punishment to beat Mugabe, because he wanted to beat Mugabe at his own game. He wanted to beat Hearns at his own game, knocking Hearns out. Okay, he did that. He wanted to do the same thing with Mugabe. Yeah, he did that, but it took a toll. He paid a price for that, and the price that he paid for that, it showed in the Leonard fight when he couldn't pull the trigger, because he really couldn't pull the trigger in the Ray Leonard fight. Of course, that was April of 1987, April 6th, 1987. Of course, the day was like, everybody was shocked. Everybody couldn't believe it, because Ray Leonard was supposed to be, Marvin Hagler was supposed to wipe him out in like 3 or 4 rounds. I mean, that was it. The oddsmakers thought that Hagler was going to destroy him. Didn't happen that way. Of course, Sugar Ray Leonard coming off with a split decision, 115, 113, 118, 110. The one judge that had a 118, 110 was from Mexico. His name was Jojo Guerra. I don't know if they ever gave that guy a job judging a fight again, but he should have been arrested for impersonating a judge, calling it 10 to 2 rounds as far as Ray Leonard winning that fight. Now, I thought that Ray Leonard won 7 to 5. Of course, one of the judges, two of the judges had Ray Leonard. One judge had Ray Leonard winning 7-5, 115, 113. And the last judge, Lou Filippo, my buddy, may he rest in peace, the referee from L.A., a former fighter himself. But he had Marvin Hagler winning 115, 113, or 7-5 in rounds. Now, we went around the world. Lou Filippo and I went around the world, China, Antigua, different places around the world. We traveled together. And, of course, we always talked about that fight. And the fact that he was in the minority there. But he talked about the fight being razor close. He said, you know, it was close. Forget what that Mexican judge was watching. God knows what he was watching, but the fight was real close, and it was like a point either way as far as the other two judges were concerned. So you really can't call that a ripoff or a robbery or anything like that. And let me tell you, Marvin Hagler, this is a 12-round fight. Let's talk about basic math. I know you guys know basic math, right? You took that in school, not U.S. history, but basic math, you had to take that, hopefully, or you got a calculator in front of the end. Bottom line is, 12 rounds, right? 12 rounds. So if Ray Leonard goes off and wins the first four rounds because Marvin Hagler's playing around, jerking it, and doing all kinds of crazy stuff, trying to fight orthodox, trying to outbox Ray Leonard, trying to outspeed Ray Leonard, trying to beat Ray Leonard at his own game, well, guess what? He lost the first four rounds. He gave away the first four rounds. So if you give away the first four rounds in a 12-round fight, all you've got to do is win seven rounds to win the fight, right? So all Ray had to do was steal three rounds down the stretch. And I keep repeating myself on this one because Marvin Hagler and Hagler was like, he couldn't, when I used to tell him that Ray Leonard won, his eyes would get so big, you would, but then again, I would rationalize with him. I said, you know, Marv, you gave away the first four rounds and then you let Ray steal three down the stretch. I mean, so I'm putting it sort of in that mindset, and Marvin was able to roll with it, okay? But at the end of the day, he knew that he probably should have pulled the trigger a lot sooner with Ray Leonard. He tried to outbox Ray Leonard. Of course, he always wanted to outbe the better boxer, the better puncher, the better slugger. I take a punch better than that guy. He always wanted to be better at everything. Marvin, you were one of the greatest middleweights of all time, without a doubt, and I think that you tarnished your image by trying to box with Ray Leonard. Had you went out there and tried to slug with Ray Leonard, I think that would have been... That would have been a different fight. It just would have been a different fight. Instead, you wanted to go out there and box a guy. It's like playing, you know, you don't play to a guy's strengths. And Marvin Hagler tried to play the guy's strengths in order to beat them at their strengths. And it didn't work as far as a Ray Leonard fight was concerned. Of course, and that's the fight that people remember for the most because that was his last fight. Now, people say to me, oh, he was already retired after the Mugabe fight, that he was conned out of retirement to fight Sugar Ray Leonard. He wasn't conned. He was paid handsomely. Let me tell you this. They offered him $12 million, right? $12 million. Oh, hey, $12 million. More than he ever made in his life. Like maybe 10 times more than he ever made in his life. All right? So the bottom line is, $12 million, and they say, what? You know, Ray Leonard wants this to be a 12-round fight, not a 15-round fight. Okay, give me $4 million. So you got $16 million. And then Ray Leonard says, I want you to use these type of gloves and not those gloves. Okay, give me $4 million. Another $4 million, we're up to $20 million, right? And then Ray says, you know what? Let me dictate the size of the ring. And Marvin says, okay, another $4 million. Okay, so that's $24 million. He sold his title. He thought that he was going to pimp off Ray Leonard. He was going there and blow Ray Leonard out of the water, and it didn't happen that way. Marvin totally miscalculated that day with Ray Leonard. April 6, 1987, the anniversary was this week. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We're talking Mexican fighters, top 10 pound for pound after the break.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I don't even recognize myself anymore. I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a new Samsung Galaxy A15 for just $99. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Good talk.
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. In-store activation on single Silver Unlimited plan or higher required. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
The good folks at Wendy's have a revolutionary new product for you. Introducing the new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. It's like a time machine that takes you all the way back to now, the year 2024. It's the classic, creamy, orangey flavor you remember. Dare I say, it's new timey. It's the flavor you grew up with, just all grown up. Head over to your local Wendy's establishment and get yours while supplies last. The new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. Here for the now, for now.
Limited time only at participating Wendy's.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Everybody you name are with me for money and for what they can get. I don't have no friends. I wrote a poem that says, friendship is a priceless gift that cannot be bought nor sold, but its value is far greater than a mountain made of gold. For gold is cold and lifeless. It can neither see nor hear. And in time of trouble, it is powerless to cheer. Gold, it has no ears to listen, no heart to understand. It cannot not bring you comfort or reach out a helping hand. So when you ask God for a gift, be thankful if he sends, not diamonds, pearls, or riches, but the love of real, true friends. See, friends are very rare.
You find out when you lose a fight how many friends you got. Because my dressing room was packed when I won. Everybody was there. Newspaper people, friends, people that hated me, people that despised me. They were there. Hey, congratulations. Right? When you lost, it was you and your team. And that was it. Maybe somebody, maybe a reporter will come in to see what's happening. Hey, how are you? How are you feeling? This, but outside of that, no, it doesn't go that way. I want to mention the fact that April of 2019, I took a picture with Mort Saul. Mort Saul was President Kennedy's best friend. Of course, President Kennedy was killed back in 1963. Mort Saul died in 2021 over in Mill Valley, California, at the age of 90, 91, or 92 years old. But the bottom line is I took a picture with Mort over at the Throckmorton Theater in Mill Valley, California. Of course, Mort Saul was, as I said, Bobby Kennedy's and JFK's best friend. I mean, they were good friends with both guys. Of course, both of them dead. And he sort of predicted both. He predicted RFK's death, told Bobby Kennedy they were trying to kill him a month before he died. He said, get the F out of my office. Bobby Kennedy threw Mort Saul out of his office. It's because Mort Saul said, listen, they're going to try to kill you before the convention. And Bobby Kennedy said, get the F out of here, blah, blah, blah. So he throws him out of his office. And 5 weeks later, Bobby Kennedy's dead. Coincidence? I don't think so. Anyway, he was a genius, Mort Saul. Of course, he was like the first stand-up comedian ever. He would go on TV like with a newspaper under his arm, and that was his whole shtick. He would like work off the newspaper. Anyway, bottom line is we talked about JFK, we talked about RFK, we talked about pop culture, Vietnam, Hollywood, and more. He was a genius who liked me. I was very lucky to spend some time around Mort Saul. That was back in 2019. He died in 2021. Straight up, he was a great guy to be. I tell you what, something about President Kennedy that nobody else will ever tell you. You know those little Cuban cigarettes he was rolling, those Cuban cigars? They were half marijuana and half tobacco. So Ali, I mean, the president was getting high. That's why I think I'm going to go off on a tangent here, but that's why I think the government decided that President Kennedy was expendable, that they could kill him, that the major parties involved in this country can kill him, because here was a guy who was president of the United States and smoking marijuana in the White House. I mean, think about that. Back in 1961, he was smoking marijuana in the White House. When you're doing that, yikes. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you're crossing. Anyway, I think that JFK just crossed too many boundaries. They weren't ready for him, and he got whacked for that. Anyway, let's go back to the greatest Mexican fighters of all time. You know, people talk about Canelo. Drop Canelo. What about Ricardo Lopez? He was 51 and zip with a one draw with Rosendo Alvarez. But the problem with Ricardo Lopez was he fought at 105, 106 pounds. I mean, how many good guys were there? I mean, of all the guys that he fought, I think he fought 18 guys without a professional win. Think about that. So he was one of the greatest Mexican fighters of all time, yet he fought 18 guys that never had a professional win before. 25 guys that he fought in the 54 had less than 15 fights. I mean, you're not going to find people that can fight 105 pounds. You can barely fight him at 108, 112. I mean, come on, man. There's just not that many jockeys in the world that can fight. That's basically what you're talking about, jockey size. So Ricardo Lopez, I think you got to scratch him from the list as far as being the best Mexican fighter of all time. But he's just got to go. Now, Marco Antonio Barrera, think about him. 67-7, 44 KOs, of course, a multi-division champion. What about Eric Morales? 52-9, 36 KOs. Of course, I televised one of Morales' fights, we'll say, back in February, like 2000, something like that. We were doing the Rodney Jones fight down in Tijuana, Mexico. And what did, you know, Eric did me good. You know why? Eric knocked the guy in one round, and I had to fill for 30 minutes. I mean, you're filling on television, and Tijuana at the auditorium, I got to fill for 30 minutes because Eric Morales knocked this guy out a lot sooner than they thought. We had to fill up the telecast, of course, international telecast. Back when I was working for the Mayan brothers, of course, Octavio Morán was a promoter of note down there until his father was beaten up. Yeah, the mob came in, the Mexican mafia came in, slapped his father around. That told Octavio Morán to get out of the boxing business. Although he's back now, he's back on a limited basis. Now, Julio Cesar Chavez, 107 wins, 6 losses, 85 KOs. Let me tell you about the first time I saw Julio Cesar Chavez. It was December 11th, 1982. I had just won the Golden Gloves for the first time. I was the hottest amateur fighter in Northern California. I knocked Keith Rucker down 12 seconds in the fight, put Anthony Myers in the hospital. But when I knocked out Rucker, nobody expected it. In fact, everybody came to see Rucker. And I had Rucker down 12 seconds in the fight. Of course, beat his ass over 3 rounds. But the bottom line is, I beat Keith Rucker that night, okay? That was sort of like the beginning of my run as far as Golden Glove champions. Of course, I would win 4 titles, 3 in a row. But anyway, that following week, I would go to Sacramento, California, December the 11th. Of course, I think I won the title on the 3rd or the 4th of December. And 1 week later, I'm in Sacramento, California, a guest of promoter Don Chargan. Promoter Don Chargan is going to have Bazooka Limon take on Bobby Chacon. Of course, and I'm a guest, and that's pretty cool about that. There was no doubt about it. I mean, but on the undercard, Julio Cesar Chavez is on the undercard. Now, I don't know this guy from Adam, okay? He's 29-0, like with, 23, 24 knockouts, something like that. He's been knocking everybody out. But the bottom line is, he's like this Mexican guy, and the only thing I knew about him was that he fought Jerry Lewis. Now, Jerry Lewis sounds like that television comedian, right? This guy couldn't fight much better. I kid you not. Anyway, Jerry Lewis, we used to go down to San Jose, and we used to beat on him. He was like a punching bag. I kid you not. So they would go down there, and I'd light him up for 3 or 4 rounds. And my trainer would tell me, don't be feeling cocky because you lit up Jerry Lewis. Because, Jerry's just a punching bag. Because I go down, you go down, you beat somebody up in the gym, you sort of feel a little bit bold and feel a little cockiness and that. You're feeling good. Never want to lose rounds in the gym. That was one of the things I never did. I never lost rounds in the gym, or I rarely lost rounds in the gym. Why do I say that? I never took no lickings in the gym. You think I could be talking smack like I do at my age? After 52 fights, if I took lickings in the gym, you got to be kidding me. That's where guys took the majority of their beatings. Muhammad Ali, although he got beat on by Ernie Shavers, of course, that was irreversible brain damage. George Foreman, irreversible brain damage. I mean, all those big heavyweight fights that he had. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, when you look at Ali and you say to yourself, if he'd have quit after the third Joe Frazier fight, the Thrill in Manila, things might have been a little bit different. Because, when I was his bodyguard and his right hand, or his biatch, whatever you want to put it like that, back in 1994 and 1993, both on 2 occasions, Ali was a shell of his former self. I mean, I had to speak for him on public functions and this and that. That was a little tough. Larry Merchant said to me, why would you need to speak for Ali at a public function? Because I told Larry Merchant about it. He goes, why the hell would you need to speak for Ali? Ali can speak for himself. Not at that point in time. I mean, basically, he can get off, a couple of sentences and that was it. I mean, that was all there was. When we had conversations in the van, they were very, very tough. We had a lot of conversations in the van because he and I would travel all throughout China in a van. It was sort of cool, you know, a little van. Anyway, we would like travel up and down the Chinese, first the Chinese peninsula, then the mainland. We traveled from Macau to the mainland. But the bottom line is we were in a van. So when we go places, I would talk to him. You know, I would want to talk to Ali. So talk to me about this, talk to me about that. And then that one time we went to that children's hospital, of course, that was one of the saddest things I ever saw in my life. Imagine this. We're driving around Macau. And we're bored, and we've got to do these government things. We've got to see the governor of Macau, like this big hotshot. He's going to take pictures with us, like at 1 o'clock or something like that, right? So we got this 1 o'clock appointment. We did some things earlier in the morning. We're in a van. We're traveling around Macau in a van. And Ali says, let's go to a hospital. And the driver says, I don't think so. You know, you really don't want to drive. No. I said, man, take us. You don't think so. What are you? You ain't driving us, man. Take us to a hospital. So anyway, he takes us to a hospital. And in a hospital, it's a Catholic church, and they've got kids there with like one arm and no arms, kids with all these physical defects, because when you have a physical defect in China, it's not like they take you to a hospital. They throw you out in the street. They throw you to the curb. I kid you not. They go dump you 2 blocks from the house. You're defect, and that's the way it's done. So you've got kids with one eye and one ear and all these horrible physical defects, and they're in this home, and these old guys are there. These old guys are like senile with dementia, this and that. Of course, and I bring Muhammad Ali in there, and, you know, and Ali says, you know, I'm crying. I couldn't believe it. I mean, it was like you wouldn't believe how bad a shape those kids were in. Anyway, so Ali says to me, give me some money. I said, what do you mean, how much do you want? He goes, how much do you have? Say, what? He goes, I'll give it back. So I gave him $400. Ended up, we ended up giving $1,200 for the $1,200 for these to this Catholic nun. And she said that was enough money to feed those kids and the old men as well. There was like maybe 45 or 50 people in this convent as far as patients were concerned. And they were like handicapped and dementia. And as I said, the kids were retarded and or physically deformed. But there was about 40 or 50 people there that were handicapped and or disabled. And the nun said that was enough money to feed these people for an entire year. Not only to feed them an entire year, but to feed them meat. Get this. We're going to feed them meat. They didn't know what meat was. Not too often. When they got meat, it was like once or twice a month. So everything, like, you know, fish, things like that. But once or twice a month, they got meat. So now we got meat for a year. So anyway, we're leaving. We're back in the van, back into that van again, the darkened van, you know, with the tinted windows and this kind of stuff. And we're driving, and I'm in the back crying. You know, I mean, because I got a kid at home. I got like I'm away from my child for the first time in my life, and she's like 3 years old, and you know I'm thinking about how lucky I've got it because these kids have got one arm and one eye and this and that. So I'm in the back crying, and Muhammad Ali comes back to me and says, "Man, what are you crying about?" Like moaning, you know. He says, "What are you crying about?" I said, "Well, you know, it was tough to watch those kids like that." He says, "Man," he goes, "we gave them enough money; they're gonna have meat, beef. They're gonna have food for the next year. Be happy. We took care of them." You know, and he looks at me. He was a little frustrated. He shook his head. He says, "You can't save every puppy in the pound." No, I'm not saying you shouldn't try, but I'm saying you can't save every puppy in the pound. And I think he was right to an extent, because I keep trying. I got my guy around the corner, Joe, that I feed two or three times a week. Of course, we take care of him. Joe, let me tell you how small the world is when it comes to people. I went to school with the guy that I feed, the homeless guy that I feed, Joe. I won't tell you his last name, because if I told you his last name, I would tell you who his relatives are. But his relatives, I went to school with his brother and his sister-in-law. I went to South City High School with both of them, and they can't get Joe off the street. Now, Joe is not violent. Joe is not a drunk. Joe is not a drug guy, nothing like that. Joe's just a guy that doesn't like other people. So he lives on the street, and he's been on the street now. I've known him on the street for like almost 7 years. He lived through the pandemic. He's lived through almost snow here in San Francisco, the coldest temperatures, raining the whole nine yards. So as far as the baddest dude, pound for pound in the entire world, it has to be Joe down here on Vallejo Street without a doubt. I mean, think about that. You've been living on the streets of San Francisco for 7 years. Rain. I mean, you would not believe the rain we've had in the last few months, especially with these super water storms and this and that red water. I mean, it's been crazy. But yet these homeless people still survive. So I guess what I'm leading to, or before we go to the break, is that, you know, everybody sees homeless in their lives. You see them. You know, you drive by them all the time. But you know what? Maybe you ought to stop. I'm not trying to say stop and like befriend these people or anything like I do with Joe. Joe's different, okay? What I'm trying to say is just stop for a second and maybe give them a dollar. And somebody says, "No, they're going to use the dollar and go buy a dope." Who cares what they do with the dollar? Give them the dollar. Or better yet, give them $5. You can't do anything with a dollar anymore. Give them $5. That's what I try to do. I try to give the homeless $5 when I see them. And now, you know, you have to feel sorry for people. People aren't eating. You're eating. You eat 3 solids every day, okay? These people don't eat. People say to me, oh, Pete, man, you know, we can't feed everybody. Yes, but you can feed some people. So I'm trying to tell you, roll out your heart. You know, spend a few bucks. Just you, and you'll feel good about it. Believe me, you'll feel good about it. When you feed somebody that's hungry and you walk away from somebody that's hungry and you feel good about it, it's a different feeling because you know what? You've done something that I'm not a religious guy, but if you're a God guy, God's going to shine on you. But guess what? Karma is going to shine in you as well. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328. Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
But it's something else to watch two men at the highest level battle, and one may be favored over the other, but you never know what's going to happen. And that's why boxing is the way it is.
The great Andre Ward, undefeated as a professional, lost one fight as an amateur. I wasn't there, but it was the biggest ripoff in boxing history. I kid you not. He should be undefeated in his lifetime. Of course, the son of God, and yes, he lives up to that reputation. He's been cleaner than Clorox bleach. I kid you not, and he's a black guy. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, coming up next week on ESPN, the future of the heavyweight division? Not really. Maybe he belongs in a heavyweight hospital. I'm talking about a head case, and Jared Anderson. Of course, 16-0, 15 knockouts, but what, 3-4 weeks ago, was arrested the cops were chasing him 130 miles per hour and things like that. Of course, not a smart guy. Anyway, taking on a guy by the name of Ryan Mary, who comes out of Belgium, 32-2, 26 KOs. But the key thing was he was knocked out by a guy that was 22-0, Arsene Guilleman. That was back in 2018. So he was fighting at 197 pounds, which means he's a small heavyweight, and that's what's going to happen. Jared Anderson is going to use his size. Size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. So that means Jared Anderson wins next week. But will Jared Anderson win in court? That's basically what's going to happen. I mean, Jared Anderson is in a world of trouble. Speaking of a world in trouble, I used to be an Oakland A's fan. When I covered the Oakland A's here at different radio stations when I worked for them, I got to go over and do some A's games. Right now, the A's are going to move to Sacramento for 3 years. That's a bit of a trip. So the A's are moving to Sacramento. The Oakland A's are moving to Sacramento. The San Francisco Giants is here, is still in San Francisco. But the A's are leaving, and that's sort of a bit of a diss on the city of Oakland, because the bottom line is they didn't have the money to put it up. I think they came up $30 million short as far as the deal was concerned. But instead, the Oakland A's are going to Sacramento first for 3 years, and then, of course, off to Las Vegas. They'll have a stadium and the site of the current Tropicana Hotel there in Las Vegas. So that's what's happening as far as local baseball is concerned. Why do I mention that? Is that I think that Charlie Finley, when he brought the Oakland A's here in 1968, I remember that. That's how old I am. That was. I mean, we had three world championships in a row, three World Series in a row. Went to the Oakland A's coming out, I think it was 72, 73, 74. I kid you not. They won the greatest teams of all time. Jim Catfish Hunter, Reggie Jackson, Vida Blue. I can go on and on. But the bottom line is Charlie Finley put that team together, of course. And the bad boy for that team was MC Hammer. You know the rapper? Yeah, MC Hammer. That's another rapper I came out Dante with. Take it back. MC Hammer when he was with Michael Nunn. Justin Bieber, of course, when he was at Pier 39. Suge Knight when he was calling me on the phone. I was scared to death to answer the phone. And, of course, who was the fourth guy? Suge Knight. Puff Daddy, we're at the Princess Hima Med fight over there in London, England. This has been another edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I want to thank the executive producer for putting up with me week after week. I'm talking about the impeccable one, Bailey Peck. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Most importantly, keep your butt off the cams of life. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Thank you so much.
What's getting back?